2 Corinthians 12:9 is all I want. And he said to me, now God talking to old Paul, bless his loving heart, my grace is sufficient for you. Say that with me. My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. See? He says, oh God, you have no idea how weak I am. Doesn't matter. Grace is enough. Not for you to live like hell and expect heavenly results, but for you to survive the ups and downs, the battles in your head, the battles in your face, and say, my God, I am going to do a Joseph thing right now. She can have my coat and I'm running for the door. Amen. Hey, it could be a job. It could be a career. It could be anything. I don't care. But let me tell you, the devil will get you in your weakness or your infirmity area. Therefore, most gladly, still the same verse, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And I learned a tremendous lesson for myself on that. I hadn't been boasting in my infirmities. I'd been scared of them. I'd been threatened by them. I was avoiding them with all get out. I was praying for God to take them all away. Why did he have to put such a passage in this Bible? He said, until it dawned on me, there's something about a humble man crying out to God and saying, God, you know me. There's nothing to explain. And I need some help right here and now, or the roof's coming down on my head. God, I'm not going for the tree. I'm going for the relationship with thee. Help me. And there comes grace. There comes grace. There comes grace. Grace isn't always supposed to be a mop. You know what I mean? You aren't always supposed to mop up your slop with grace. Now, by all means, do mop it up and find grace to help in time of need. Find the fact that God sits on the throne of grace. Use the mop. But dear Lord Jesus, if you notice quickly that that mop's got an engine, you can fly. It doesn't have to just be for cleaning up your slop. You can fly with that baby. I really believe that's the fight of faith Paul spoke of when he said, I fought the good fight. That's the good fight. The good fight is me believing God more than I believe myself. Me believing God more than I believe you, and expecting you to believe God more than you believe me. You believe in this relationship. I either have a relationship with God or this is all a lot of carpadilious nonsense. And I do. Therefore, I'll tell you something else rather darling. And I gave up looking at all of these scriptures. You'd be amazed how many scriptures there are that say at the mouth of dear Paul, beginning all of his epistles, grace to you and peace. There can be no peace for the one who's not moving in grace. There can be none at all. Let's just go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, because I find it so endearing. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It shows up like this all over the place. But let's just look at two places. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's no grace in your life and you're not glorying in your infirmities and rising up in the power of Almighty God and His grace and saying, you got me covered in this, I'm going forward slowly, but you got me covered, there's going to be no peace. Grace and peace go together. Peace is the product of grace. Grace isn't a product of peace. Right. You get the grace and you get the peace because of it. Hallelujah. I got saved by grace. I got the peace.
Amen.
Then you have a look, if you would, to Ephesians. And that's the last place we'll turn to for our little combinations, although they are in Colossians and all over the place. And Galatians, I mean, they had a great time with this. Because it's just something God wanted to drive home in Ephesians chapter 1. Look at verse 2. Ephesians 1, 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to stand in the grace. You've got to move with the grace. You've got to get some abounding grace. And then you'll get some peace. Look at verse 6. chapter 1 of Ephesians, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. That verse right there should change your life forever and ever. Amen. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. You are made acceptable to God through grace.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that incredible?
It is.
Wow. Look at the next verse. In him, that is Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.